of us are sitting at the foot of Mount Pisgah. Has disobedience caused God to get angry with you? If that's so, don't keep asking him change his mind. It's a fearful thing to anger an all-consuming fire. Moses told Joshua that you've seen with your own eyes everything the Lord did to the kingdoms you approach. Now he'll do the same to the kingdoms you've gone into. Not be afraid, for God will do the fighting for you. How many of us are sitting at the foot of Mount Pisgah? Has disobedience caused God to get angry with you? If that's so, don't keep asking him change his mind. It's a fearful thing to anger an all-consuming fire. And Moses began to plead with God for his own request. You have just begun to show how powerful you are. Please let me cross the Jordan and see the promised land. Moses' disobedience kept God from hearing his appeal. How many of us are sitting at the foot of Mount Pisgah? Has disobedience caused God to get angry with you? If that's so, don't keep asking him changes mine. It's a fearful thing to anger an all-consuming fire. Moses was to strike the rock and bring forth water, but he was so angry that he struck the rock again. God was not happy and Moses could not enter. Moses, don't bring this question up again. You can climb up Mount Pisgah and take a look from up there. You better take a good look as you won't cross the Jordan. And go tell Joshua that he'll lead the people into Canaan. How many of you are sitting at the foot of Mount Pisgah? Has disobedience caused God to get angry with you? If that is so, don't keep asking him just to change his mind. It's a fearful thing to anger an all-consuming fire. It's a fearful thing to anger soon.